Knave of Spades by Alan Titchmarsh. Read by Peter Wickham. Whoever could make 2 ears of corn or 2 blades of grass to grow upon a spot of ground where only 1 grew before would deserve better of mankind and do more essential service to his country than the whole range of politicians put together. Dean Swift. Knave, noun, Old English, knafa, boy, servant. At the beginning. I want to be a gardener. That's what I told my parents. As aspirations go, it was a pretty simple one, compared with the desire to study Ing Lit or PPE, whatever that was. At Oxford, it was off the bottom of the Richter scale. The man who could call a spade should be compelled to use one. It is the only thing he is fit for, wrote Oscar Wilde, emphasizing the belief that gardening was a job for those who were a bit lacking upstairs to tackle more intellectual pursuits. Back in 1964, gardening was something most folk did at weekends. Down our end of town, it consisted of Dad mowing the bit of grass out the back and clipping the privet, while Mum scattered a few annual flower seeds over a grey ribbon of dust in spring, marigolds or love in a mist, in the earnest hope that the dog would not scratch them up before they germinated. Up the posh end, where walls of sandstone replaced the privet and striped greensward lay like a verdant Wilton carpet around the formal rose beds, gardening consisted, as Charles Barr put it, of putting on a wide straw hat, holding a gin and tonic in one hand and a trowel in the other, and telling...